They may be political rivals, but now are on the same page to face the threat of growing militancy in the country. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has managed to win a crucial support of opposition leader Imran Khan on talks with militants. Khan, who heads Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf or Justice Movement Party, has been one of the strong critics of government's approach to deal with militancy. But following his rare meeting with the Prime Minister, Khan praised government efforts to end years of violence. The development comes after the government decided to hold direct talks with pro-Taliban militants. It has formed a four-member committee comprising senior officials for this purpose.
It is in the interest of the Taliban and the militant who are from the tribal belt of Pakistan, and of course they are the citizens of Pakistan as well, that they better take advantage of this opportunity, take the dialogue seriously. They don't have a second chance.
In an effort to speed up the process, members of the Taliban committee traveled to the militant strongholds to arrange a face-to-face meeting between the government officials and militants.
The peace process is underway. There are hiccups, there are bottlenecks, there are difficulties, but we hope to overcome them. I mean, you can't say anything with any amount of certainty, but the Prime Minister has launched this initiative with great sincerity and great commitment, and we would go as far as we can.
Pakistan has been in the grip of violence ever since it joined the US-led so-called War on Terror after 9/11 attacks in 2001. The government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is seeking an end to the cycle of violence through his peace initiative.
Authorities here say that negotiations have now entered a crucial phase. The aim is to achieve the tangible results. However, the Pakistani government has warned that the possible failure of the ongoing peace efforts may lead to a military operation by the army against pro-Taliban militants. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.